There's no cure and there's not much treatment available for patients with dementia. But should you urge your parent or grandparent to be screened for it, there is new research suggesting there may be benefits to routine dementia testing in older patients. Joining us live now with more, Laura Landreau, the Wall Street Journal's informed patient columnist. Laura, welcome back to WTOP. I see in your report that studies are showing that the vast majority, 81% of patients who may have dementia, have never had a diagnosis for it. Why has there been such a debate over dementia screening?
Well, I mean, first of all, a lot of times, you know, primary care physicians don't really know or have the tools at hand to screen for dementia, although they're widely available. But I also think there's been that attitude. You know, the studies actually show that they may even know they have dementia and not tell them because they don't want to depress them. And, you know, the attitude is we can't really do much for them or cure it. And there's no great treatment. So, you know, why tell them? So sort of like a little bit of a head in the sand attitude. And I think, you know, now there's more of a focus on, you know, really being transparent and telling patients and, you know, kind of getting them into the decision-making process about what to do.
What can be some of the benefits of a diagnosis?
Well, first of all, look, if you know this is happening to you, you can get into a more of a care management program. You can talk to your family. You can start to think about what kind of planning should we be doing? Should I be thinking more about whether I'm going to stay in my own home or whether mom's going to stay in her own home? You know, you really don't have like a crisis that hits all of a sudden when, you know, an elderly parent or grandparent just suddenly might like disappear out of the house and not know where they are. So I think the idea is getting ahead of it and getting into a situation where you can think, how can we, if we can't cure this, how can we manage, you know, how can we give caregivers some help? How can we think about some things we can do to help stave off worsening? For example, there are brain games and puzzles and things like that that you can do. Groups like the Alzheimer's Association have a tremendous amount of resources for this situation. And you can also do things like think, okay, I'm on a lot of medications right now. Believe it or not, there are a lot of drugs out there, like even antihistamines or muscle relaxants, things that are called, I think it's the pronunciation is a little, it's anticholinergic medications, if I got that right.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you're on a medication for incontinence or sleep disorders, you know, your doctor might want to talk to you about, do you really maybe want to minimize the use of those medications because they can make things worse. So there may not be any treatment, but there are things you can do to plan ahead and try to minimize the acceleration of dementia.
Should people hearing this encourage their parents, their grandparents to get this screening? Is there still some kind of stigma associated with it as older people fear they're going to lose independence if they're diagnosed with dementia?
Absolutely. You know, there are some studies done. There's a program called the Healthy Aging Brain at Indiana University and the Regan Streiff Institute out in Indianapolis. And they've done a ton of research of this. One of the doctors, Malaz Bustani, actually, you know, did a study about people, older people with dementia and their attitudes towards screening. And though the majority of people, when they were sort of given the opportunity to do the screening, the ones who were least likely to want it were those who could probably use it the most, who were between the ages of 70 and 79. And again, a lot of it is they may have already seen other people they know coming down with this. They're terrified they're going to lose things like their driving privileges and their ability to live in their own home. But again, you know, I think once persuaded that there can be some help and there are some things you can do to have a better quality of life with this diagnosis, I think the majority of older people over 65 did agree to have screening.
Looks like more folks may be screened under the new health reform law. Medicare will cover this, right?
Right. That's a very big, important part of it. The annual wellness business, wellness exam, has a cognitive impairment requirement. So one of the things you're supposed to do as a doctor when you're going through this wellness business is to say, hey, let's do some cognitive tests to see if you have any kind of problem with, you know, memory processing or anything like that. And that can be an early signal that there's a risk for dementia.
Laura, some interesting information. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Laura Landreau is the Wall Street Journal's informed patient columnist.